You've seen the presentations about what was happening in the country. I think automatically that brings development as well in professionalizing the way they deal with IT. Mm. I mean, the fact that Gartner is here now, and for the first time this year there will be the expo and all these. It's all signs of the same thing. Mm. Yeah.
So, how do you see the shift, the emphasis from the domestic market for IT to the international market?
Interesting one, because I just came from India last week. Mm. And of course in India everybody is in total turmoil because they lost all the US business and what now? You know, now we should aim for Europe. And But at the same time I was visiting Coca-Cola in India, and there's a big fight going on within the Coca-Cola company whether the shared service center for IT should be in India or in Brazil. Mm. Because, and you heard it all today again, you know, Brazil presents itself as a more attractive alternative to India in every aspect.
Yeah,
it's even to the level where I think
you must
be really worried about India then if you talk about it like this all the time. Mm. But except for cost, you say?
Except cost.
No, I wouldn't say so, because India is not the cheapest country anymore either.
Yeah.
So I used to be. Mm. Like, the ratio was typically like 5 years ago. If you talk about UK or Netherlands versus India, it was like 1-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's already 1-3. So also in India, the salaries increase and the welfare comes. And so people change, you know. Mm.
And how has the recession changed the IT market then?
For whom?
For, let's say, if we, again...
Not in Brazil. Brazil has been...
Yeah, if we're comparing, say, India, the Indian IT market compared to the Brazilian. So Brazil is still growing strongly.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of turmoil in India, I guess, because of their export focus then.
Well, mainly because of U.S. Dependency. And the fact that they lost a lot of the business. Because U.S. was really down the last few years, right?
Mm. But then that ripples through to the IT industry. I mean... You see companies that used to hire tens of thousands of people every year suddenly have a hiring freeze.
In India itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And they are desperately seeking now. That basically, I had four interviews over there. And they all wanted to know, like, okay, but what should be our next step?
Mm.
So, and everybody was sort of insinuating that it should be Europe, of course.
Mm.
But then how to attack Europe? I mean, Europe is so much more difficult than the U.S. Mm. U.S. is relatively uniformous, right? It's like one language, one sort of same culture. Of course, there's a difference between West Coast and East Coast, but it's not at the same scale as the difference between a Brit and an Italian or a Spaniard and a Norwegian or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, in India, they think, for example, that UK is Europe.
Mm.
Which is not the same thing, of course. I mean, continental Europe is a different ball game than UK.
Yeah,
there's a lot of historic cultural bounds, heritage bonding between Asia and UK, but not between Germany and India, for example.
Mm. Yeah.
So they don't even see what they're looking at. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The big ones, of course, have already found out, like the Wipros, Tatas, Infosys, that they need local representation in all of these countries, and they can also afford that. But the second tier, bear in mind, second tier is like, for us, it's already big, right? Because if you talk about the biggest company in the UK, it will probably be less than 10% of one of the big providers in India. So it's also about matching. But the big ones can afford to do that, but the second tier cannot do that. So they are looking at, how can we go to Europe? How can we go to Europe?
Mm.
And then the end users, the customers, they are thinking about, globalization, we are now ready for it. It used to be nearshoring because of not taking too much risk. But now, you know, like after ABN AMRO deal, everybody, if they can do it, everybody can do it, right?